We're going to learn Daf Tes and Masechtos Nedarim. We're going to start from the Mishnah right at the top of the Amid. The Mishnah says a very interesting concept. Kenidrei Rishoyim, if a person makes a neder the way, either the way a Rasha would make the neder, or he says specifically, the way the Ram learns, he says specifically that he wants to make it like a Rasha would make the neder. So then, neder bin nozer b'korbanu v'shvua, that if he made a neder to be a nozer or to bring a korban, or he says it as a shvua, the halacha is it's going to be a neder. It's going to work. Because this is what Rishayim, now Rishayim over here doesn't mean a Rasha in the classic sense that we understand as a Rasha. The point is that people who are trying to be as Yashar as possible don't make Nidarim, as we're going to see later in the Gemara. So therefore, when he says, I want to make the Neder in a way that a Rasha would make the Neder, so then in Chanami it's going to be Chal. Versus, and this is the point that the Ran wants to make, Kenidre Kesherim, if you say that you want to make the neder the way a kosher would make the neder, lo yamar klum, it's not a good neder. Why? Because a kosher, a person who's trying to do everything the right way, the best way possible, wouldn't make a neder. That's the ultimately the way the Ran wants to learn pshat. And therefore, when he makes a neder, and even if he uses the words of a neder, so at first the Ran wants to say he didn't say anything, and therefore that's why the neder is not chal. But then the Ran says, no, the point is, because you say you want to make it the way a kosher would make a neder, and a kosher wouldn't make the neder, therefore it's not going to be a neder. Basically, you're saying, I want to do what the good guys do, and the good guys wouldn't make the neder. So therefore, if that's what I want to do, then I'm not really making a neder. Now, the third example of the Mishnah is, Kenidvoisam, if I say I want to do it as an adava, neder bin nozer b'karbon. Then, you could make a neder in the concept of being a nozer, and specifically, and for a carbon. Notice it does leave out the word shvu over here, and it leaves out the regular, it could be a nozer and a carbon. So, the Ran also has a very interesting pshat in what the difference between a kosher and an adava is. So he says it really has to do with your motivation. That's what makes something an adava. This is a very interesting pshat. If you look at the fifth line or the sixth line in the Ran, in the wide lines, he says, Nir be'enai, b'neder, pirushai dover she'ene bo legamri b'nidvas halev. A regular neder is just something that you do, you're not doing it wholeheartedly. Versus, I'm just going to read this next line of the Ran, the Nedava Pirushai, so what is a Nedava? Masha Adam Neider Yoiser Benidvas Nafshoi, that he wants to do it with his whole heart. Veshemais of Yoiser Ritsuyim, and they'll be more desirable. Okay, so the difference between a Neder and a Nedava, because that's going to be an important distinction in the Gemara, it's just a matter of how sincere the person is. If he says he wants to do it as an adavo, and we'll see later also how do you know whether a person is more sincere or not? So that's going to be a discussion that we're going to see a little bit later. But if it's sincere, it's considered an adavo, and then it is a good neder. Versus if it's just a neder, we don't say that it's 100%. If it's not 100%, so then it's not going, and he says, so then it depends on whether he, so to speak, wants to be a rasha versus he wants to be in the category of a kosher. Okay, that's the Mishnah. The words you use for a neder and a dava are actually different. But what makes something, what versus kosher and rasha versus nedava, so what the Ran is giving you, so to speak, the philosophical, fundamental difference. The wording is different. And the Ran, this is what I meant when I said we're going to discuss later. The wording is different. By nedava, you say haraya, a lie. Harezu, versus when you, by a neder, you say harei alai. Now what's the difference? By a nedava, it shows immediately, if I say harezu, I already designated something specifically. So it shows that I'm really into it. I'm doing it. I'm not delaying in any way whatsoever. Whereas harei alai is, I'm gonna do it. Okay, we'll see when I get around to it. So therefore, that's why it's not on the level of a nedava. What? A nedava is on a specific animal. You say harezu. And a neder is you say harei alai. So it goes to show you when you say harei zu, that means you did it already. You show that you really want to do it. You want to take care of it. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Now, moving along, the Gemara says, V'dilma hachika omar. So maybe what the Mishnah meant to say is like this. Kenidrei Rishayim loy nadarna. How do you know that it's a Rasha means that it is a good neder? When you say I want to make a neder like a Rasha, that it is a good neder, maybe it's just the opposite. He's saying, Kenidrei Rishayim loy nadarna. I don't want to make a neder like a Rasha, and therefore I don't want it to be a neder. So it's just the opposite of the way we translated the Mishnah. So Omar Shmuel ba'omer Kenidrei Rishayim, Where the phrase that he said was, I want to make it like a neder that a Rasha makes, hareni, and then he uses the word hareni, a lie, or the word a lie, or vehemenu. Okay? And then he adds those words. So he very clearly says, I want it to be like the neder of a Rasha. Not that I don't want it to be a neder, but rather I do want it to be a neder. So, and as the Gemara finishes, give a full explanation, hareni benaziris. Use the word hareini when you want to be a nazir. Alai, the carbon. Use the word alai when you want to bring a carbon. Hemenu b'shvua. And hemenu is the words you use when you want to make a shvua. Okay. Then the Gemara continues one step further. Hareini nazirus. Fine. I get it that when you say hareini, like a rasha, you want to be a nazir. Dilma hareini b'tainis kamar. So maybe when all you said was hareini. That's all you said. I want kenidrei rishayim hareini. I want to be like that Nidrei Rasha. So how do I know that it means that I want to be a Nazir? I mean, we're interpreting that to mean that it's a Nazir. And by the way, this Mishnah is another Mishnah to explain cases of being of Yad, which Yad, we remember, said is a concept where you don't say the full sentence and we fill in your sentence for you because we understand what you're saying. But the problem over here, the Gemara is asking, is maybe Hareini, since I didn't finish the sentence, how do I know to finish the sentence as a Nozer? Maybe I'm finishing the sentence as Betainus, that I want to be in the fasting. So, and the problem with that is, the Ran adds, is the problem with that is that it becomes so unclear what you're trying to accept upon yourself, it could be even considered Yadayim She'enu Mechichus, which we paskin for the, as a general matter, we paskin Yadayim She'enu Mechichus, if I can't tell what the person is trying to say, that it's not a neder at all. So how do I know in our Mishnah over here that it's clear enough that I want to be a Nazir and therefore the neder would be Chal, or the Nazirus would be Chal? So Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel gives a famous answer, Kishahaya Nazir Oivir Lefanov. The case is that there's a Nazir walking right past you at the moment. So if there's, you have both a physical aspect to it and the verbiage, which implies that that's possibly what you're talking about in that context. So in context, it's going to be a regular Naziris. So now, at the end of the day, that becomes the case of our Mishnah. The case of our Mishnah is that you just said the word Hareini, which would work as a Yad, but it really only works because you also happen to have the physical context of an Ozer walking in front of you, and therefore we're able to finish the sentence. And that's why it's a Yad, a Mechichos, and it works. Then the next Gemara's question is a similar question, is Hemenu b'shvua. Once again, when you say the word b'shvua, you just say the word Hemenu, that is essentially taking on a shvua. V'dilma Hemenu da'achilna ka'amar. How do you know that it's a shvua that I'm not going to eat? Maybe it's a shvua that maybe it's saying that I will eat or that I will feed the person. So once again, you can't really know what the person is saying. It's, how do you know that this is a yad that works? Amar Rava, so once again, Rava gives a teretz to Amar, Heimenu Shaloi Oichel. Okay, you do have to say a little bit more than the word Heimenu. In the case of Hareini Nazir, you don't have to say the word Nazir, you just have to say the word Hareini. And that works. However, in the case of Shvua, you do have to finish a little bit more of your sentence. You say, Shaloi Oichel, then I'm not going to eat. The problem is, remember, we're trying to give an example of a Yad. And a Yad, the point is that we're finishing the sentence. Ihachi mai the memra. So then what are we saying over here? I just said the full sentence. I said exactly what I'm trying to say. So what's the chiddush over here? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, Ma'o detemo haloi mapik shvua mipume. He never said the word shvua. He never said, I'm actually swearing. Kamash malon, we're going to take out the word hadain. The Hagoy Sabach on the side takes out the word hadain. So, kamash malon. So the chiddush is that it does work as a shvua. Even though you never said the word shvua, you just said heymenu, which is sort of the next part of the sentence. So if you were saying a full shvua, you would say shvua heymenu t'vayachona. That would be the complete sentence. So the fact that you left off the word shvua and you said amenot alaychinu, so we know what you're talking about. But what's the context? The context of what we're talking about is the shvua, which is what makes it halachically a yad versus being a full shvua. In any event, that becomes the chiddush of the Mishnah over here. Then the Gemara says, just quotes a little bit of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, "Kidnidrek sheirim loy omar klum kinitvasam neder." Okay, that's just a quote from the Mishnah. And again, as we just said, the difference between if I say a kosher, if I want to make a neder like a kosher, so as we discussed, a kosher, a good person doesn't make nedarim, so the neder is nachal. Versus if he says an adavo, so then that's what he really wants it. He's truly motivated to do this, so then the neder is chal. Fine. That's the distinction the Mishnah makes. So the Gemara asks, man tana d'shani lam ben neder l'nedavo. So which tana, who is the author of this Mishnah that makes a difference between a neder versus a nedava? Lema loy Reb Meir v'loy Reb Yehuda. Comes out that it's not like any of the famous shitas, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, that neither of them will work into this concept of the Mishnah. At least initially, that's what we think. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. What are they famous for saying so that it doesn't fit with our Mishnah? Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Toivish arloy tider. This is, of course, the famous pasuk in Keheles, that we say that it's better a person should not make a neder and not pay. But how do we dashen like this? The best thing is not to make a neder and not pay. That's not a good thing. However, toiv mizeh mizeh, it's even better than not making a neder and not paying. The best, or paying rather, is she'ena noider kol ikar. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir shita is the best thing really is always that you should not make a neder at all. Don't make nedarim. It's not good to put yourself in a position because there's always a chance, as the Ran points out, there's always a chance that something's going to happen and you're not going to be able to fulfill the neder, whether it's willingly or unwillingly, you forget, or well, for whatever reason it doesn't make a difference. The point is you might come to not fulfilling your neder, so it's better not to make nedarim in the first place. That's Reb Meir Shita. Reb Yehuda says, Toiv mizeh mizeh. No, actually the best category to do is neder mishalim. If you really want to do the perfect situation is to make the neder and make sure you fulfill the neder, which is fine, which is great. Okay, that's the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, whether again you should not make the neder in the first place versus making it and fulfilling it. Either way, in both of these shitas, they know none of them or neither of them make a distinction between a neder and a nedava and saying, okay, I get it that by neder you shouldn't do it. By nedava, that would be the best thing really to do is to make a nedava, because if you make a nedava, you sort of fulfill it right away. Because let's again use our example. Let's say imagine I wanted to give tzedakah. So if I promise I'm going to give $100, okay, maybe I will fulfill, maybe I won't fulfill my neder. But if I say, here's $100, and I hand you $100, and that's like saying, harezu, so then I already did it. So then you can't make that mistake. But nobody ever says that. Neither Reb Meir nor Reb Yehuda say anything about the fact that if I do it as a nedava, that's better. That's what the pasuk in Keheles is referring to. The best way would be to, they only distinguish within neder itself what the best way to do it, either not make the neder at all or pay the neder. So, if so, our Mishnah that makes a distinction between neder and nedava doesn't come into play. The Gemara gives an answer, afilu tamer Reb Meir. We could say that our Mishnah is consistent with Shitas Reb Meir. Now we're going to Tesimah Beis. Gigama Reb Meir b'neder, anachanami. Even though Reb Meir doesn't make the distinction, but the Pasuk in Keheles is talking about a neder, so Reb Meir, in the psukim, within the psukim themselves that talk about neder, he makes a difference and he says, what's the best? If you're going to stick to a neder, what is the best? Better not to make the neder in the first place. But Reb Meir is not discussing nedava. If Reb Meir got into a discussion of nedava, he would agree that nedava is better. It's just not what he's discussing. So, fine, that's the teretz of the Gemara, and therefore Reb Meir could be the sheet of our Mishnah that nedava is better. But the problem is, v'akatani k'nidvaysam, neder benazir ubekarbon. If you actually read the words of our Mishnah, and you want to tell me that Reb Meir is the author of our Mishnah, the problem is, when he says the example, k'nidvaysam, when he gives the example of what a nedava would be, he uses the word neder benazir ubekarbon. He uses the word neder. So now he's using the word neder, and Reb Meir's shita is that a neder really you shouldn't be doing in the first place, and he doesn't say, oh, what I meant is nedava. It doesn't work according to Shitas Reb Meir, because according to Reb Meir, he should have been using the word nedava. So the Gemara answers, you're right, that's what we should say. Tani nedav benozer ubekarbon. You should change the girsa over here. It's not such a major girsa change, actually, because if you look at a base is really a resh with a line on the bottom. So with a base. So it's not, it's like the girsa over here. It's a very easy slip of the pen that can make a reish and a beis. So it's not such a major distinction. And Anachanami, you have to say, if you want Reb Meir to be the author of our Mishnah, you have to say that the girsa, you have to change the girsa of our Mishnah to read kenidvoisam nodov with a beis, nodov benozer ubekarbon, that you made it as an adava, and now Anachanami, Reb Meir can say whatever he wants about a neder, and he can say, but nodov is always better. Okay, so the Gemara says, but really, what is the difference? Maishno neder deloy. How come by a neder we say it's better not to? Dilma osi beile de takala. You might come to make a mistake, as we just discussed before. You might end up not fulfilling the promise, so it's better not to make the promise in the first place. Nedova nami dilma osi beile de takala. By nedova, it's the same thing. At the end of the day, even if you say about, let's use the classic example of a carbon. Even if you designate a specific animal to be the animal that you're going to bring as a carbon, it still requires that you bring the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. You still require it to fulfill an act in the future, and we have no guarantee that that future is going to happen. So how do we know? So why is a nedava really ultimately better if your concern is that an oinus is going to happen? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because a nedava, you could set it up that this without failure. Kehillel HaZaken, the way Hillel HaZaken used to make a nedava, that's the kind of nedava that we're discussing that's really the best. The Tanya we learned in a brisa. Omar al Hillel HaZaken, they say about a Hillel HaZaken, Shalai Mal Odom Ba'ilosoi Kol Yomov. That while Hillel HaZaken was in charge, the way he used to set it up was that nobody would ever be over the Isser of Me'ilah. Nobody would, when they bring their carbon oiler. What is that? Why? Because mevia kashechulin laazara. Because they used to bring the animal as a regular chulin all the way to the Beis HaMikdash. So you can't make any mistakes. You can't worry about leaning on it or using it or anything like that. It's your regular animal. Umakdisha, and then they would be makdish it as an adava right there on the spot in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Or right, as the Ran points out, obviously, outside of the Beis HaMikdash because you can't bring chulin laazara. Fine, but the point is that you're going to do it right before, that there is no time lapse that you can make a mistake. And then you do smicha because you made it into carbon shechta and you're going to shecht it. Okay, fine. So that's why, so when we say nedava over here, we mean the type of nedava in a way that you cannot, that there is no time lapse that you can accidentally eventually not do what you're supposed to do because you're going to do it on the spot and therefore it's okay. So the Gemara says, "Henich nedava de karbonus." That makes sense in the context of karbonus because it's a matter of the animal. You'll just bring it right there. Nedava nedaziris mayek of the meimer. What are you going to do about a nazir? Either you're going to do in the future or you're not going to do in the future. You don't know what's going to happen. So how do you do a nazir? How do you make yourself a nazir in a way that you know it's going to be a fully the correct way versus some element of it that's not going to be correct? So the Gemara answers the famous story. Sabala ke Shimon HaTzadik is going to hold like the story of Shimon HaTzadik. In other words, that like Shimon HaTzadik that felt that this is the only proper way to be a nozer based on this story. The Tanya we learned in the Brisa. Omar Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik says, "Miyomei lo yachalti oshem nozer tamei ela echad." I only ate from a nozer who became tamei and had to bring karbanis from one particular korban. There was only one time where I felt that the person was really a nozer lishma correctly, that therefore his karbanis were entirely okay, and we'll see in the Gemara later is going to tell us why, what we're worried about. But the point is, there was only one time. This is considered the proper way. Yes. Okay, so again, so in the story of Shimon HaTzadik, he said, one time I ate from this tamei karban because this was really genuine. Let's use the word genuine about what he was doing, and therefore I wasn't worried about it. So why? What happened? Pamachas ba odom echod nozir min adarim. One time a nozir came to the Beis HaMikdash from the south. V're'isov, and I saw shehu yofa einayim, that he had pretty eyes. V'toiv roye, and he was good to look at. V'ktsoisov sedurois, and his locks, meaning his hair was all set up. He was all, now remember, a nozir, I know 30 days, really your hair is not going to get that long, but assuming that his hair was somewhat long and it was all set up. So Sudura's loy taltalim, right, was all in braids. So Amarti lois, I said, Bini, ma roi isu lahashchis esarecha. So why did you set yourself up that you have to cut off your hair? Because the halacha is, when you become a nozer at the end of the nazirus, you have to cut off your hair. So why would you cut off all your beautiful hair? This beautiful here. So Amar Li, so this person answered me, Roye Hayisi La'abo Bi'iri, I was a shepherd for my father in my city. Halachti L'malois Mayim Min Hamarayin, and I went one time to fill up water from the well. V'nistakalti B'vavoy Sheli, and I looked at my shadow. As we know, water can function as a mirror, can reflect what you see. And I saw my shadow, upachzi alai yitzri, and my yitzer hara grabbed me, ubikesh the tardenim in ha'olam, and it wanted to take me out of this world, because it was, my yitzer hara was convincing me, I'm so beautiful, I could do whatever I want. So amarti loy, so I said to my yitzer hara, Russia, you're a Russia, lama atam esgoba olam she'enish ocho. Why are you having gaiva? Why are you haughty in this world that doesn't belong to you? Misha who asked liyos rima v'toylea, and for somebody about a human being who eventually will be a worms. Okay, so then avoida. So I made a shvua. Avoida is a loshon shvua shega alchecha that I will shave off my hair. The shemayim. It'll be the same shemayim. So that's why I became a nozer. So I didn't just want to shave off my hair. I wanted to shave it off in the correct, with all the correct motivations. So he heard this story. Miyad amadati. This is Shimon HaTzadik talking. I stood up in a shakti val roisha and I kissed him on his head. Amarti loy, and I said, Bini, my son, kemoicha yirbu nozrei naziris bi Yisrael, like you, many people should be a nozer in Yisrael. Alecha akasav oimer. On you, you're the type of guy that the pasuk is saying, "Ish ki yafli lindar neder nozer lahazir lahashem." That when you make a nozer, when you become a nozer, that it's you're doing it l'shem shemayim for Hashem's sake, and not just because for whatever other reasons people become a nozer. In any event, that's the story over here. So we see that there is a difference in how a person can become a nazir. There could be a regular nazir versus a nadava type of level of nazir. Okay, so the Gemara then continues. Maskiflo Rebbe Money. So Rebbe Money asks, Maishna Oshem Nazir Tomei Deloy Ochal. Why is it that he wouldn't eat from a nazir that became Tomei? Why this carbon specifically was the one? Da'osi Achet. And if you're going to tell me, oh, because it's an Aveira, he did something wrong, he was not supposed to become Tomei, and he became Tomei, that was his mistake. So, Kol Hashem is Nami Loi Leichol, the Al-Chet Asu. So then he shouldn't eat from any Karban Hashem, or any Karban Chatos, because it's coming as a result of a Chet. You know, it has a bad element to it, so he should not eat any Karban. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yoino, so Rabbi Yoino says no. Hainu Taima, the difference is, the explanation is like this. Geshein Toyin V'Noizrin. When a person thinks to themselves, oh, I'm going to be a Noizrin, I'm going to become a nozer, and they think about it. Then what happens is, when they become tummy in the middle of the nazirus, it starts adding up. So then, you have, let's say, your minimum 30 days. So you say, okay, 30 days, I can do it for 30 days, not a big deal. But then all of a sudden it becomes tummy. It takes time until it becomes not tummy anymore. Then he has to start over again. So then they have charot. And they'll even be shoyel on their naziris, and it'll come out that they're not a nazir at all. So it comes out that the carbon that they brought was really chulin because they didn't need it, because ultimately they were not a nazir at all, because they uprooted, so to speak, their naziris. So therefore it's not a naziris that. The carbon really ended up being for a naziris that's not part of a naziris anymore. Whereas this person, where Shimon HaTzadik was confident that he was doing it l'shem shemayim, so he wasn't worried that this person was going to have charoto and undo his naziris. That's why he was willing to eat from this carbon specifically. Yachi afilu nozer tahar nami. So then you could say the same thing about a regular nozer, that also maybe he's going to end up, it's not going to be a kosher carbon. He's going to unwind it. So he says no. Nozer tahar, when you bring a naziris at the end, when you're completely tahar, loy, that's not going to be a problem. The amude omid nafshi de yachal lindor. Because when a person accepts upon himself that he's going to be a nozer, he estimates and values the fact that he correctly assumes that he could be a nozer for these 30 days or whatever amount of time that he accepted. So we're not worried that it's going to be a problem. It only becomes a problem when things don't count and you have to, you have to add on extra time, and it's different than what you expected. But if it is what you expected, then it's not going to be a problem, and it's going to be a full nazir, and those kind of korbanos, there's no issue with. Whereas when it becomes tamei, that's where you start creating the issues, and that's where Shimon HaTzadik says those are not the korbanos that I would eat. We'll stop over here for today.